All right, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, we've got some great traditions at Jesse Brown's, and one of everyone's favorite is story time, which is coming up right away.
That's right, Don. Not to be confused with story time at the library, which is fitting for our next guest. It's Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's, and the next one upcoming is Thursday, September 19th. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. Come hear a neighbor's adventure. We have three 20-minute stories that are going to be on hand, and these are always, as you said, very popular and very diverse in the collection of people and the collection of stories and the collection of life-changing moments that people have had through their lives. And we're looking forward to hearing these three new stories. Again, everyone is invited to Jesse Brown's over in the Sharon Corner Shopping Center. And Don, the reason I corrected you in story time, which could be confused at the library, is our next guest is a librarian by trade, but she made some changes in her life professionally, and we're going to learn a little bit about that through adventure. Cordelia Anderson, the story, Be Your Own Guide. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, listen, it's fantastic to have you, and we're just going to kick it off like this. You've been a parent, a professional, and an adventurer for quite a long time, but in 2016, you went on a cycling trip that I guess had an impact on you personally and professionally. Will you tell us about that 2016 trip to Europe?
Sure. Well, it was around spring of 2016 that I was sitting at my desk one day, and I was looking ahead to the summer, and I knew that my three kids were going to be out of town for about 8 to 10 days with their dad. And I was trying to figure out, you know, what am I going to do? What is going to bring me the most joy during that time? At the time, I worked full time. I was raising the kids. I had a lot on my plate, but I had always had this longing to go back to Europe. And I was always waiting for someone to go with me. And all of a sudden that day, I was like, I am sick of waiting. I'm sick of waiting for someone to go with me. I'm going to go by myself. But I'm a smart person, I think, and relatively practical. So I knew that going to Europe by myself would require a lot of planning and thought, and that I didn't really want to be completely alone. So it occurred to me, why don't I join some sort of tour group where I can be with others and have that sense of camaraderie? And then as I thought about what kind of tour group, it just popped into my head, what about a bike tour?
Now, were you an avid bicycler, or was this just a spur of the moment, I'm going to jump on two wheels and go for it?
Well, that's the funny thing. So I don't know if you guys have this experience, but I have this like little voice in my head that I call the narrator. And that voice is always telling me things. And a lot of times they're kind of like things that hold me back. And so biking was one of those things where I had injured my knee back when I was 19 years old. And from then on, this narrator in my head told me, well, you're never going to ride a bike again because you have this knee injury. And then, and it also told me there was all these other things that I would never be able to do because of this knee injury. Well, for 15 years, that was true. I didn't ride a bike. And then when I was teaching my kids to ride, it occurred to me that as I was buying them bikes, I needed to get myself a bike. And once I got back on that bike and I realized I could ride, it was amazing. It was like rediscovering a long-lost love from my childhood.
What did the narrator have to say about that?
Well, I think it was my first sort of success in pushing back against the narrator and saying, you're wrong. I actually can ride a bike.
Slap him down.
I enjoyed it. I knocked him down. And so as I started riding, you know, I go 3 miles, 4 miles. And then I had been at a conference in Denver that spring. And one of the emails we got as part of the conference was like, have a discounted bike tour of Denver. So I thought, oh, well, I've never been to Denver. This will be a great way to see Denver. So I joined up with a bunch of strangers and we rode around Denver and it was so much fun. And so as I'm sitting at my desk again, trying to figure out what to do that summer, I just Googled bike tours in Europe, literally. And almost immediately what popped up was this bike tour along what's called the Avenue Verte, which is French for the green route or the green road. And what it is it's this crazy series of greenways and trails and tracks on actual roads that starts in Paris, travels to the coast, and then crosses. You obviously have to cross the English Channel, and then goes and ends in London. And these were two cities that I knew I wanted to see. I'd never been to. And I thought, what are the odds that I could see both of these cities and do it on a bicycle? How amazing would that be? And so I just literally impulsively signed up for this trip. And I put a check in the mail. And then I immediately thought, I need to run back to the mailbox and take this check out. What am I doing? This is crazy. I'm not a cyclist. I am not, I don't normally travel by myself, you know, long distances. What am I doing?
There comes the narrator again.
Exactly. And so, again, I didn't go get that check out of the mailbox. And that was the beginning of my big adventure.
Well, this is all just the preface. And you're listening to the voice of Cordelia Anderson. She's from Cordelia Anderson Consulting. But more importantly, she is the storyteller of Be Your Own Guide at Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's. It's this Thursday, September 19th. From 6 to 8 p.m., come hear a neighbor's adventure. We're the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, Don Yeager right there, Bill Bartee right here. And Cordelia, all of this is the preface to your true adventure and to the life changes that came from this, or the insights that you got from this 2016 trip. You decided to go with a group. You decided to go as an inexperienced cyclist in a group of experienced cyclists, but this group that you chose ended up being Italian, German, Australian. You're the only American on the tour. How did that go?
Well, it was amazing because I had complete imposter syndrome. You know, I flew into Paris. I landed Paris. The half of my brain can't even believe that I'm there. And I show up at the first hotel because it's part of this trip thing, you know, hotels at each stop, and then they had sort of a van that would transport your luggage for you while you were riding every day. And every day I would add, the average daily distance was 37 miles. The most I ever rode in preparing for this trip was 20 miles because I'm slow. I go about 8 to 10 miles an hour. And so to ride, you know, that distance to practice took hours, and I'm a mom and I had a full-time job. So I showed up in the hotel and I'm like, they're going to see through me. I'm going to be the last one in the group. Again, the narrator's telling me, you know, you're going to have an accident. What if you have an injury? You know, all this. And I sit down and I meet this group. And the first thing that gave me some relief was that they were all either my age up to like 20 years older than me. But the thing is, if you meet people who live in Italy and Germany, they ride all the time. So age is but a number to them. These are really in good shape people. But also I met our guide, and her name was Tamara, and she was amazing. She was my age. She's half Dutch, half Italian. She speaks like 7 languages, and she immediately put me at ease. And so from that first night when we all sat down and had our briefing about the next day's ride, I started to feel a little bit better. And I also met my bike, because obviously you don't take a bike with you to Europe. You rent one as part of the tour. And so I got to meet my bike and kind of patted it. And we agreed that we were going to, you know, get along for the rest of the week. So I started to feel a little bit better, but I was still a nervous wreck. And that first day of riding out of Paris was some of the greatest elation I've ever felt and terror at the same time.
Are French bicycles any more dependable than French cars?
Well, what I found out was it was actually an Italian tour company. So I think these were Italian.
What a relief.
Yeah, exactly, because I think Italian cars have a pretty good reputation.
There you go.
My bicycle, I did throw a chain once, but other than that, it stood by me.
Well, it's fun when you suck it up with that courage, take on an adventure, and then learn from it. And you are now a solopreneur, and you're well written in regards to articles from these trips, these adventure trips that you have done, you have accomplished, and the things that you have learned from them through friendships, seeking support, troubleshooting, being exhausted but still carrying on, the discipline that it takes, and plenty of other things. But Cordelia, back to your personal life. You have 3 children. What are some of the adventures that you do with them?
Well, that's the thing. After I came back from this trip, I immediately wanted to kind of share that sense of adventure with my kids. And they were, you know, they were younger at this time. They're now, you know, a little bit older. So the first thing I did was I took them to the Virginia Creeper Trail, which is an 18-mile trail in western Virginia. It's mostly flat or downhill, but my youngest was still on a tag-along on the back of my bike because she was still little. And then the next oldest, she had just learned to ride that summer, and this was the fall. So I took them on that trip. We had a great adventure. And then the next thing I decided to tackle was skiing. That was another thing the narrator told me that I would never be able to do. And I had an opportunity that winter to go actually to Lake Tahoe with a friend of mine. And so, you know, if you're going to try skiing for the first time in your 40s, may as well go to one of the greatest ski resorts in the country. And I learned my little bunny slope ski. So that following winter, I decided to take my kids skiing because I thought if I can take them when they're young, they will never have a narrator in their head telling them that they can't ski or that they can't try these different things. So I wanted them to experience things while they were still little.
It can all be triggered by that first step, mailing that check, committing to that adventure, and then off you go. The website's CordeliaAndersonAPR.com, but really it's Be Your Own Guide, Cordelia Anderson, at Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's Thursday, September 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. Come hear A Neighbor's Adventure, 3 20-minute stories. Cordelia, thank you so much for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors.